Welcome to this episode of Celestial Chronicles. My name is Arav Garg, and I'm your host for our Ramayana series. We hope that you'll enjoy this episode, as we dive into the deeds and misdeeds of the Ramayana's primary antagonist, because you can't have a story without its villain. So, last episode, I told you the story of Sri Ram's birth, and how he was a human incarnation, or avatar, of Vishnu, and he was born to put an end to the tyrannical Ravana. In this episode, we will look into Ravana's life and deeds. Legend has it that Ravana was an incarnation of Jaya, one of the two gatekeepers of Vishnu's abode, Vaikuntha. But why would Vishnu's divine gatekeeper be a villain on earth? The story goes that the four Sanatkumars, sages who were extremely aged and wise, but looked eternally young, were blocked from entering Vaikuntha by Jaya and the other gatekeeper, Vijaya. The Sanatkumars, eternally wise, realized that Jaya and Vijaya have some imperfections, due to which they could not see the Sanatkumars' true state. Due to this, the Sanatkumars recommended Jaya and Vijaya to be sent to Earth, so that they could fix their imperfections and then return. Jaya and Vijaya were each born three times, and Jaya was born first as Hiranyakshipa, who was killed by the Vishnu avatar Varaha, then as Ravana, who was killed by Rama, and then lastly as Shishupala, who was killed by the Vishnu incarnation Krishna. By the third life cycle, Jaya had realized the essence of life and thus returned to Vaikuntha. So Ravana, a Rakshas or demon incarnation of Jaya, was born to a powerful Rishi Vishrava and the Rakshasa Kaiksi. Now, he wasn't born Ravana. He was born with the name Dashanana, or one with 10 faces. It is said that his 10 heads represented his knowledge of the 4 Vedas and 6 ancient sciences. Yes, you heard that right. From a young age, Ravana studied very well and was a great scholar. In fact, the Ravana Samhita, a renowned book on Hindu astrology, as well as the Arka Prakshasa, which details ancient Indian medical practices, are attributed to him. After completing his education, Ravana, with his 2 brothers, underwent austere penances in the Himalayas. Ravana was blessed with a boon from Brahma, which made him invincible to all races on earth except for humans. Immediately after completing this penance, Ravana, now bold, journeyed across India to Lanka, where he drove out his own half-brother Kubera, who was the god of wealth, from Lanka. That was the first of his misdeeds. But Ravana did not stop there. He was an ardent devotee of Shiva and felt that Shiva's abode, considered to be high atop of Mount Kailas in the Himalayas, should rather have been in Lanka. So he went to the Himalayas and tried to lift Kailas. It sounds crazy, right? But he was actually able to lift it, until Shiva brought down the mountain with great force and trapped Ravana under it. It is said that Ravana cried so hard from the pain that Shiva bestowed the name Ravana, or one who cries, on him. For 1,000 years after that, Ravana sang hymns in praise of Shiva until he was finally blessed not only with freedom but also with an invincible sword. It is said that after this, Ravana went on a rampage, killing rishis, kings, and even ordinary humans around the world. He even tried attacking the devas, or gods, who fled and hid when they saw him coming. Before Ram, only one person was able to defeat Ravana, and that was the Vanara, or forest man, Wali. I must disclose that the following story is from the Uttarakhand of the Ramayana, which is believed by many to not be part of the original Ramayana. It is said that upon learning of Wali's strength from the sage Narad, Ravana, arrogant as ever, went to Wali's kingdom of Kishkindha. Even though Ravana was able to defeat Wali's brother Sugriv, he could not defeat Wali, who proceeded to arrest him. Ravana, impressed with Wali's strength, apologized for his mistake and sued for peace. Before Wali let Ravana go, however, he questioned Ravana's 10 heads, pointing out that they are symbolic of the 10 qualities found in human beings, qualities like greed and anger, but also intelligence and ecstasy. Wali recommended that Ravana let go of all the qualities except for intelligence. Ravana, after committing these misdeeds, decided to start a family and thus wanted to find a wife. The story goes that Ravana came to the palace of Mayasur, the king of the Asuras. He and the king's daughter, Mandodari, fell in love, and contrary to many popular descriptions, married willingly, according to the due Vedic rituals. Mandodari was wise and righteous, and multiple times tried to counsel a stubborn Ravana into giving up his faults and being a just man. In time, Nandodari gave birth to Meghananda, a brilliant warrior who was considered even more powerful than his father. Meghananda eventually earned the title of Indrajit after defeating the king of the gods, Indra, in battle. Ravana, however, was not content with his wife and son, and his womanizing would spell his end. He married a second wife, Dhyan Malini, but was still not content. His lust caused him to rape many women. The most important of which was Vaidavati, considered an avatar of the goddess Lakshmi. Vaidavati, without knowing her true identity, performed tapasya to gain Vishnu as her husband. During her tapasya, she came across Ravana, who tried to assault her. She thwarted his attempts by jumping and immolating herself into a nearby yajna or fire ritual, cursing Ravana that she would be born once more and that she would be the cause of his death. She was eventually reborn as Sita, the future wife of Ram. Ravana's assaults finally came to an end when he tried to assault his own daughter-in-law, Ramba. Ramba, who was the wife of Ravana's nephew, cursed Ravana with death if he ever violated another woman. These were the misdeeds of Ravana, which caused his demise from a renowned scholar to a criminal. If you enjoyed today's episode, then stay tuned for our next episode, coming out next Monday, where we'll talk about Sri Ram's childhood. And as always, thank you for listening. My name is Arav Garg, and I'm your host, signing off.